Former Fisher campaign volunteer Nicole Henry was one of the first people to show up for the inauguration. As she shivered on a set of bleachers on Jefferson Street, Henry said she hoped Inauguration Day would mark the beginning of a truly new era in Louisville.
I feel like we've been distant as a community and as a city. We've kind of just had our own individual neighborhoods. We haven't really came together, and he seems like he's really going to bring us together, and I'm excited about that.
Fisher is the first completely new mayor of merged government. Unlike his predecessor, Jerry Abramson, Fisher comes from the private sector. Before narrowly winning the mayor's race, the closest Fisher had come to holding office was an unsuccessful bid for the U.S. Senate in 2008. Henry says the fact that Fisher is relatively new to not only Louisville politics, but to politics in general, will be a welcome change.
I like the newness of it, and I think it's really going to be great for our city and also our state as well.
Fisher campaigned for months on a platform of new ideas and unity for Louisville. The themes even popped up in Father Dave Zettel's invocation before Fisher was sworn in.
Let us share a bit more in your creativity, to forge ahead a bit more with new ideas and novel approaches.
Later in his inaugural address, Fisher said now is the crucial time for Louisville to change. The city hasn't grown as fast as others, and jobs have been lost since merger.
The future of our city, the relevance of Louisville as a thriving 21st century city, is what's at stake here. We will set our sights high.
Later in the speech, Fisher set his sights on three key issues: education, health, and compassion. Work is already underway in some of those areas. Abramson helped launch a program aimed at getting more Louisvillians to finish college, and Fisher promoted it in his speech. As for health, Fisher has retained most of Abramson's top staff, but he will have to replace Health Director Ottawale Troutman. Dr. Troutman has taken a job in Florida, and Fisher has already announced plans to search for a new health director. Compassion may be a less concrete term, but Fisher plans to spur benevolence by supporting social services programs like housing. He's also encouraging Louisvillians to volunteer and reach out to their fellow citizens.
There's first class, and there's coach. But if the plane goes down, we all go down together. So we're in this together, whether you like it or not.
Among the first citizens Fisher will reach out to are the 26 members of the Metro Council. The mayor will address the body on Thursday. It's a departure, considering that Abramson previously only addressed the council once a year when he presented the budget for the following fiscal year. University of Louisville political science professor Ron Vogel told WFPL last week that the body could use Abramson's departure and Fisher's willingness to delegate city duties to assert its power.
The council does sound like it's going to try to have greater control, and since we're dealing with problems of how to reduce budgets instead of increase them, the mayor may be happy to share that authority more with them, to share also the blame for cuts.
And Vogel says finances will largely define Fisher's first year or two in office. While revenues appear to be in line with predictions, unexpected expenses such as higher pension costs and lawsuit settlements could leave the city scrambling to fill holes in the budget. And further spending cuts could hinder progress, making Fisher's first term seem a lot like Abramson's last. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.